100 Word Stories.
Hi there. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 Word Stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. It's the weekly challenge where I post a topic and you come up with the story. The topic for this week was brownie mix. We got a few stories in for this week. Thank you all for sending them in, and I'm going to go ahead and share them. That's how it works, isn't it? Yeah, that's pretty simple.
Good morning, this is Richard, and this is my story on the topic brownie mix. He stared at me coldly across the table, then tapped the bag full of powder that sat between us. "What is it?" he asked, eyes boring into me. "Brownie mix," I replied, with just the briefest hesitation. "Yeah, right. And I'm the Queen of England," he snorted. "You do realise I can just go out back and test it." "So, test it," I retorted. He sighed, grabbed the bag, and left the room. 10 minutes later, he was back. "Brownie mix. You're free to go." I left, smiling, thankful he'd not discovered the bag of heroin stuffed up my arse. There you go. So until next time, goodbye.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. When the neighbor started digging holes in his garden at 2 a.m, I thought I should do something about it. I took a spade and trotted across his garden. It was a body, missing a finger. I put it back in the ground. Should I call the police? I had committed a crime too, trespassing on his property. When he knocked at my door the next day, I froze. He smiled. "Here, have some brownies. It's my own brownie mix recipe. I add a pinch of this and a pinch of that." I sure didn't like his sneer. This is my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com, and I'll talk to you next week. Bye-bye. Stay safe.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week. I always said I'd have revenge, even if I went to the grave in the process. Which is pretty much how it's worked out. But I had it my way, in the end. I know you were there, laughing behind the fake tears at my funeral. I know the sly smiles that passed among you, mockingly toasting my departure. I know you thought you'd beaten me, and that my threats of revenge had come to nothing. And I know you stuffed yourselves on those brownies at my wake. My own special mix. Well, my ashes had to be scattered somewhere.
Hello, night people. Tom here. And my story this evening is a continuation of What Could Possibly Go Wrong? 025.
as limbs and torsos became untangled, and the grumbling made its way to a silence that matched the silence of the ruined city. Again, the first voice to speak was the captain. I was very young when I last beheld the skyline. The sun set in a greenish glow. Ford turned to Cervantes. Your work, sir? Time's work, Ford. Molly wrapped her arms around herself and rocked back and forth. Parker found the remains of a chair and offered it to her. We all seem to be in one piece, said the Time Lord. Who's got the duck pint? And that's it for this week. Good night, America, wherever you are.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 Word Weekly Challenge number 826 with a prompt of Brownie Mix. Here's my story. Still contemplating the ring on his finger, Bilbert followed the others into the cottage. Sabrina's caramel corn and a variety of snacks were spread out on a table. One distraught boy held a box of brownie mix.
I thought we were going to make the refreshments here.
A rotund woman took him by the elbow. Don't worry, Knockworth. We have time and eggs. Bilbert held up his hand in front of Sabrina's face. How did this get here? Sabrina smiled, but before she could reply, the elderly witch took them aside.
Good. It's you two I want to speak with.
Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
Tora Rosino here with a story about brownie mix. There are two sorts of people, orcs and food. Considering the variety of peoples in the world, it is no surprise that orcish cuisine is far more diverse and sophisticated than you would know from Tolkien's biased account. All cultures have some sort of stew, but a stew of boggart bellies is the best of all, especially when cut from a live boggart and simmered in a cauldron of hobbit's foot soup. Our most popular snack and hard tack on the move is Marnach Gurtul, brownie mix. Dismembered brownies, nixies, and fairy folk of all sorts, pressed and roasted to a crisp.
Take a trip with me to planet Z.
I bought a box of brownie mix, but I didn't realize that it requires eggs. I'm allergic to eggs, and it's worse when they're undercooked. Sometimes they're okay when they're baked sufficiently, but an omelet or scrambled eggs or mousse with raw egg is brutal, so I err on the side of caution. And occasionally err on the side of stupid by buying things I can't or shouldn't eat. The box sits there on the shelf, and I keep meaning to drop it in a food drive donation bin. But it'll eventually expire, and I'll throw the damn thing out.
And there you have it. A bunch of stories on the topic of brownie mix. You probably didn't imagine that there would be so many. But I guess I don't use brownie mix. Most brownies have eggs in them, and yeah, bad. But anyway, thank you all for being a part of this, and it's always cool to see what people come up with. And I'm sure you'll come up with some really cool stuff for next week, which will be cliché. So go to oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, see the instructions there, and let's keep this moving. I'll see y'all tomorrow with one of my stories, and so on and so forth, and As always, keep it brief.